Well, hundreds of education advocates are expected to be in Albany today to take part in Education Lobby Day at the state capitol. And the group, the Alliance for Quality Education, is one group making that trip. Nikki Jones is the communications director for AQE and joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Ms. Jones.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you along. Well, first off, what are some of the priorities for your group on this lobby day in Albany?
Well, you know, we certainly applaud the Assembly and the Senate, their one-house budget bills that redirected a major portion of the competitive grant so that children will not have to compete against each other. You know, it's an obligation of the state to make sure that every student has an opportunity to have a quality education. But unfortunately, the total amount of restoration, which is included in the executive budget and the one-house budget bills, it's just not going to be enough. Over the past 2 years, we've lost $2.7 billion, which has meant thousands of teaching positions, art, music, sports, and many other programs that students need to be ready for college and careers. So we're certainly looking for an increased restoration and prioritizing of our high-needs districts.
Now, your group did make a trip to the Capitol late last month. What has changed since then? Are you just reacting to the proposed Senate and Assembly budgets?
Well, the One House budget bills were certainly an advancement, and, you know, we did a lot of hard work and rallying and meeting with our legislators to make that happen. But right now, what we're here about, I mean, definitely in reaction to the One House budget bills, but this has been an event that's been planned for a while. And again, we're looking for increased restorations. Unfortunately, classrooms are still going to see cuts of teachers, guidance counselors, librarians, and other programs that students need. And you know, we've had too many cuts. Our school system, our public school system in New York State, is quite frankly under attack.
All right. During his State of the State address, the governor referred to himself as the children's lobbyist, waging a campaign to put children first. Do you agree with that assessment?
You know, just a few weeks ago, we had about 600 or 700 people, including students, parents, teachers, and other community members coming to this event. And in just a few weeks, this event has more than tripled in size. So certainly, we have a convention room full of folks who identify themselves as the advocate for students, and we'll see what happens.
Do you think the governor could become the children's advocate?
You know, we're certainly are open to working with whosoever is interested in prioritizing high-needs districts, interested in making sure that all of our children have an opportunity to learn. We're working on both sides of the aisle. This is a collective operation here.
Well, how can you gauge if today's Education Lobby Day is a success or not? What are you going to look at?
We'll see what happens in the final budget. I mean, so far we've had the executive budget and we've had the one house budget bills, and those are both drafts. What's really important is our final budget. We're looking for, we hear what's going to be an early budget, and we'll see what's in that.
Now, and how many people are you expected to make the trip to Albany today?
Oh, we expect about 1,800 people, which includes parents, students, teachers, grandparents, and the like from across the entire state.
All right, Nikki Jones, the communications director for the Alliance for Quality Education, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.